coolers in the city, and you know, Goodwill.
Hey, what you looking at?
Right.
Keep walking.
I'm going to tell you the truth. You walk around with a backpack sometimes. These police are up on you. What's up? Once again, you are on another episode of Step Your Game Up. I'm Blake 206 with DCI and Worst Case, the Engineer. Okay, we're going to start with what you've been playing. So, what if I've been playing? I've been playing Infamous, Final Fantasy 14, Assassin's Creed Thief. What else?
Mercenary Kings, I mean.
Oh, yeah. The Mercenary Kings, the Outlast, there's some other ones I want to trophy. You know, we'll get into Second Son in a little while. I forgot what else. I think that's all I've been playing. What you been playing, Worst Case?
Infamous Second Son, mainly.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've been trying to get through it, but my schedule and stuff didn't allow me to, really.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good. I love the game. It's real good.
It's been selling. That's all you've been playing?
What about... Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, I've been busy, you know, trying to wrap up the school year and stuff, so...
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all you've been playing. What about you, DCI?
I've been playing Second Son, just like you guys. Warframe... Mercenary Kings, NBA 2K14, Shadowrun on the PC, and what else have I been playing? A little Killzone here and there.
Oh, okay. Man, I haven't played Killzone in a little while. Yeah. Now, we're going to get into some news, but I'm going to tell you, the problem I have with Second Son is that they say... You know, they try to say it's Seattle. This is basically all downtown Seattle. It's downtown. That's what it basically is. Queen Anne is basically part of downtown. And then they put, you know, the game is real good. The graphics are nice, are nuts. The story is all right. You know, there's parts of the story that I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah. All right. I think they needed more than one villain, but, you know, I would like, because in the other ones you had more villains, you just, I don't know, and some of the moral choices didn't really matter anyway,
yeah.
The story, they didn't matter during the story,
yeah,
you know, but yeah,
that's always been a problem with Infamous, though.
Yeah, I wanted the moral choices to affect the story, that's what I want. But I'm going to say this. The problem with it is it didn't even really represent Seattle. Man, it was downtown Seattle. They didn't show no West Seattle. They didn't show no South End. They didn't show the North End. It was all downtown, Queen Anne. And then they had parts, they tried to mix it up. They mixed it up a little too much. And they had the, what was it, Rainier? Is a long street, and Rainier is nothing but hoods. And I'm just like, man, come on, man. It ain't, you know, it's a lot of hoodlums. I ain't gonna say hoods, but little hoodlums. And you got, man, this ain't no Rainier. And you're in Rainier. They call it Rainier, but it's all Chinatown. I'm like, that's downtown. You know, a whole bunch of Chinatown.
I think that was called the Lantern District. The Chinatown called the Lantern District in the game.
Yeah, but then they had. Then they had parts from Rainier in Chinatown too, and then they had the what they had. They had the pier mixed up. I'm like, I can understand that you want, but if you're gonna say you're gonna do Seattle, why don't you do Seattle? Why are you doing parts of this? You're mixing up parts. It's just mixing up parts of downtown. That's all it was to me.
And it didn't feel like Seattle.
No, I never.
You know,
it really
didn't. I mean, like it. You know, like, you couldn't never tell if you was in Seattle or not just by playing that game.
No.
I mean, it's still cool. It still looks cool. I still like how everything looks. It just don't feel like Seattle.
Other than the Space Needle, the Elephant Car Wash, And let me see the space.
That pinky, the pink tow truck.
Yeah, and that's basically downtown too. The pink tow truck company, that's downtown too, down by the Seattle Center. But yeah, and I'm just like, man, this is basically not even the town. I can understand that you, someplace you can't make it because some things are copywritten and stuff. But man, can't you get it closer than that? I'm like, man, this is all. They didn't even do Broadway. They didn't do. I know they didn't do the Central District. They didn't do. You know, I'm just like, man, they didn't do anything. No sewer park. No, I was just like, man, and people texting me talking about, hey, is this, how close was the reputation, what was it, not the, did it represent Seattle? And I was like, man, it didn't even represent the town. I was like, other than,
yeah, as far as the landmarks, you can't tell you in Seattle by
playing. besides the Space Needle, I'm just like, okay, where's the rest? And then I'm looking, I'm like, man, this is the pier. And I was like, okay, and the pier didn't even really, you know, it was the pier, but it wasn't really the pier. They didn't have the big Ferris wheel there. They didn't have, man, I'm just like, okay. And the only thing that really, that's why when you see, when they first showed Infamous, they showed the Pacific Sun Center. I said, oh, man, they're going to, because they give you the illusion like they're going to have Seattle in there. Mm-hmm. And they have Pacific Science Center, and they have the Space Needle. And then they give you a, but when you get the game, you're like, man, this ain't nothing like the city.
It could be any city.
Yeah, basically. Take out the Space Needle, the car wash, and the towing truck, and it's a wrap. It could be any city out there. It could have been any city, man. Oh, this is, that's the problem I have with, if you're going to say you're going to represent a game, you're going to represent a game. You know?
Yeah.
When they do New York, they say, oh, look at this New York, and they put New York out there. But they don't do that. When you do Seattle, they just do downtown. I'm just like, because I was thinking, oh, maybe y'all get to go near my house. But they didn't even put that part of town in a game. You know, I'm just like, oh, man. And then they say, and then I see signs like Uptown. I was like, Uptown? We don't even have an Uptown. In this city. What do people call Uptown? Making signs.
Making shit up. We got a Midtown right over there.
Yeah, Uptown, Midtown. Like, what do they call Uptown? And we don't even call nothing Uptown. And then they had signs. They had signs that went from Bellevue. What did I say? Bellevue, Kirkland. I'm like, so you got a sign that says Bellevue, Kirkland, because that's where they're from.
Mercer Island. That's what I'm from. Mercer Island.
I said, yeah. I'm like, man, you got stuff going to the east side, which the east side is. Yeah, you got to live in Seattle, but the east side. But you ain't got nothing from the city, from West Seattle to the south end to the north end, old Green Lake or nothing. And you can't even go to the university, to the UW. I'm like, man, get out of here. This ain't even the town. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, man, this is, you know, that's the issue I have. The game is good, but don't say you're going to represent the city.
The only issue I really have with it.
Space Needle, the Pacific Science Center, a tow car wash, and the pink elephant car wash. I mean, no, the tow truck and the pink elephant car wash. When you show four things, man, I want more. I thought they said, yeah, because we see the city. They were explaining it too. You know, we're in the city, so we can do this, that, and the other. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers must have been all around the city taking pictures. These motherfuckers was downtown taking pictures. Downtown.
Looking out their windows. Like,
basically, that's what I had, the problem I had with it, is that they didn't represent the city. You know, they represented that. I mean, if you're going to say you're going to do downtown, then do downtown. Because that's what it was. It was downtown Seattle. It was not the city. I'm thinking that I can maybe go around climbing. And then they put the city like there's a million trees. And I'm just like, man, this is downtown.
Like it's the middle of a forest or something.
Right. Like the whole city's in. And like, man, come on now. I'm like,
in Lord of the Rings when the elves be living in trees.
Yeah.
City in the middle of the trees or something.
I'm like, man, what is going on? They got us. I mean, you guys are out. They're thinking on the east side because they're on the east side. The east side has a lot of trees. I mean, we have trees out here, but man, they surrounded the whole everywhere. There was pines, and I'm like, man, we got trees, but man, they surrounded us like we living in log cabins and stuff. I'm like, man, these punk ass motherfuckers got us living in cabins. Like, my name is Abraham Lincoln, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, these motherfuckers are something else. And, they, you know, I could see. And then they sit up there and put some shit out there. Like, you know, everything's with, I mean, we like seafood out here. But damn, they got nothing but salmon fish and a big old statue of fish. And fish. I'm like, man, what's up with all this fish statue, man?
Follow the fish.
Yeah.
The drug bust got me rolling. The drug bust.
Oh yeah,
it's like got people with masks on, just walking around it in broad daylight with AKs, selling drugs and coolers. coolers, selling drugs.
Yeah,
and people just walk around like nothing's happening. It's like, oh,
hey. People walk around, and they got AKs on top of roofs and in alleys, and they just sitting up in there. Man, I like the game. Don't get me wrong, but you know, you sit there with coolers in the city, and you know, good and well.
Hey, what you looking at?
Right.
Keep walking.
I'm going to tell you the truth. You walk around with a backpack sometimes. These police are up on you. You walk around with a cooler with five cats with AKs, and there ain't no, and the police just walk by you. Mm-hmm. They're just walking by you. I'm like, man, this AI got to be a little better than this. But, you know, I'm just like, man, this stuff is crazy. This shit is nuts. What the hell is going on here? And, yeah, it's a good game. It's a good game, but, you know, if you're going to do that, I think they stayed too much in the studio, and the stuff that they seen was, and I'm going to tell you the truth, what it was. It's the white person's version of the city. I'm telling the truth. I'll tell you the truth. That's it. And that's the truth. They go, oh, my God, look at this, there's fishes, and wow, this is so nice. And then you take, I'm like, man, this dude, I said, you would have taken, I said, man, it's cool, but you would have took your ass to the beach, Raider Beach, up there, right here. Man, this cat would have got popped off. You would have saw him get knocked off and everything. But I'm like, man, okay, it's a game. But why don't you get the parts of the city correct? I'm like, man, you haven't even got any of the parts of the town correct, or, you know. It bothered me. It really bothered me about that. I was kind of mad. I was mad about that shit. So, I don't know. No, I can't hear you. Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Before, I can't hear no more.
No, I was just wondering.
Oh, okay. But, okay. Yeah, now, that's going to be the title of this thing. What do we find, you know, what we find wrong in Infamous Second Son, you know, something like that. Something like that. What we find wrong in Infamous Second Son, something like the title of this one. Because that one, the problems with Infamous 2, Infamous Second Son, something like that. There's some of the missions that are good, like the, coal missions. You get, after you finish those, then you get his coat. You know, I was wearing his coat for a while during the whole game. And then, you know, spoiler alert, you hear Zeke's voice up in there, and, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was all right. It's all right. And then the fourth power you get, it's cool, but it's all right. It's nice. It's a good power. But, the game is good. They just need to represent the city a little better. And if they talk about they in the city, if you was in the city, you would do it a lot better than that. You know, it would have been done a lot better than that. Let's be for real. You're on the east side. So it was alright. You know, it was alright. Now let's get to some news. Now, Amy Hennig ended up leaving Naughty Dog. and ends up joining Visceral Games to work on a Star Wars project. Amy Hennig was the one who created Uncharted series 1, 2, and 3. Now she's going to be at EA. The reason why she left, don't know. Heard it, rumor was because of guys that made The Last of Us. But don't know at all. So she's gone, and met her once. She was nice. Talked to her, chopped it up with her a little bit. Didn't have an issue with her. But and it seems like Sony's, a lot of cats from Sony are leaving. The head person's leaving. What's his name? Left Sony. Jack Trenton's gone. Amy Hennig's gone. Stig is gone. Stig left.
He went no good, no way.
Yes. Sony Santa Monica. They said they laid off like 90 people, 90. I don't know how many people. Sony Santa Monica. They said the reason why Stig, because they said he burnt up $100 million, and he had to go, and the project wasn't nowhere near good or something like that. Done or they canceled.
He wasn't that great to me anyway.
He did God of War 3, which was good.
It was all right.
It was good.
It was alright. That
was a good game. I mean, and then the dude that did God of War Ascension, he was gone too. But then the guy that got God of War 2, he came back to Sony Santa Monica. So, and who knows what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
The thing is, Microsoft has people leaving left too. They just announced some layoffs. And Mark, their studios.
Yeah.
Mark Whitten left. Phil Spencer's now the head.
Yes, Phil, after all these times, this is like the fourth person in a change, too. Xbox and change. Every person that took over the Xbox division didn't say a word. You notice that? The bride was there, and I was like, yeah, she better be a gamer because she's going to kill it all. She didn't say a word. Then they had another dude there. He didn't say a word. They just shuffling people around, man. And now they got Phil Spencer there, and he's talking a whole bunch. I was like, yeah, I knew. And now he's trying to say he's trying to get Xbox into its spot in the place and this, that, and other, and, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, okay, well, we'll see what you do. And then we got people that are in our industry leaving, like that used to be on G4. What's his name? Little short.
Adam Sessler.
Yeah, Adam Sessler's leaving.
Yeah, he don't want to do games anymore, I guess.
Because he got ousted. Talking about Resolution Gate and all this other stuff. You got ousted, man. When it's Microsoft, it's a whole different. We'll see if these guys go to Microsoft, man.
It's funny how they name shit like video game, journalism is some deep shit going on. Resolution Gate, having secret meetings, like, hey, I heard that the Xbox One resolution is this. Right. I'm like, oh, shit.
Like they putting on hoods and. And then they're doing sacrifices on Xbox consoles and everything.
Sacrifice that lamb because it's better resolution and you'll see.
Yeah. Like they doing that. Like, and they all speak in Latin and something like that. So they and they all speaking Latin, like it's that deep. It's that deep. I don't know. And what else is happening going on there? Oh, Sony has their virtual reality headset, and they announced it, which it's called the what's it called?
It's called like the VR or something like that.
Project Morpheus. Like some Neo.
Morph into what? I mean, it sounds good. Let's just say that. It sounds good. And we'll see. And then Microsoft So as soon as Sony announced this, then Microsoft bought a company for virtual reality. The Me Too company done did it again. Microsoft, the Me Too, you know how they do with the Me Too. They're like, oh, hold up, everybody's going to virtual reality. Okay, Me Too.
Word around the block is Sony is the one who keeps stealing ideas.
Yeah, whatever. And they steal ideas with Microsoft. Microsoft just bought a company like a week ago or something like that. Virtual reality. You telling me with all these billions of dollars, you didn't even have virtual reality on your radar? I'm like, man, this is stupid. That's all they
lack do. Of research and development.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, the easiest job at Microsoft is R&D. I'm telling you, because they ain't researching nothing and they ain't developing
this is development.
Yeah. Ain't researching nothing and ain't developing shit.
The copy paste department.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's all it is. Now, warning. Now, this podcast probably.
Yeah.
Now we hear you. We hear you now, but.
That was
before
weird.
You're cutting out, yeah.
Yeah, the time, my time was moving. The time on the thing, it was moving real fast. Oh, man. Thank you, Microsoft. But what was I saying? Microsoft's not showing at PAX East at all. I mean, Microsoft is showing, and Nintendo and Sony aren't. I'm sorry. Nintendo and Sony aren't, and Microsoft better have the best showing, and Nintendo is. They're not going to be at E3 or PAX East. Are they going to be at PAX Prime? I mean, what's going on with Nintendo? Are they? What are they doing?
They confirmed they weren't going to E3 this year.
Yeah, look it up.
Wow.
Look it up. They're not going. They're not doing E3 or PAX East. Man, I don't know what Nintendo's up to.
They sticking to their Nintendo Directs, man. They having these Nintendo Directs every month, man. Almost every month.
Does anybody look at that Nintendo Direct?
Only hardcore fans do. I don't think anybody really looks at it like that. Like, I don't look at that shit.
But who's a hardcore Nintendo fan?
All 2 million owners? Yeah. Or 4 million owners?
Yeah, that's horrible. that's a shame. Sony passed them up a long time ago, man. Sony passed them up
the first, 2 months.
Sony's almost at... Sony will get a 10 million watch.
Yeah, they'll have 10 million by the summer.
Wow. And Nintendo's just in. And you know, and you haven't seen Reggie Fils-Aimé, have you? Have you seen Reggie?
Nah.
He, remember during the whole Wii thing, he was that motherfucker was around every bush and block and behind every tree every time. Man, what, Reggie Fils-Aimé, hey, look at the Nintendo Wii, we're selling like crazy. Hey, what? Look at this. Woo, 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 we got Mario this. Woo, woo. Now you're trying to look for him now. That motherfucker's under hiding under covers, you know. He's hiding under covers. You can't find him. Say, where's Reggie Fils-Aimé? I'm busy right now. You know, I'm busy right now. I can't do this. You know, he can't do. You'll never see him. You never see him at all, no more. He used to be everywhere. Then he did that. Man, it's just
horrible. Where did you read that they wasn't going to be at the? Well, I just saw it now they're passing PAX East.
Yeah.
But where did you read that they're not going to be at E3?
Oh, that was a little while ago. Look it up. They're not going to be at E3. They're doing the Nintendo Direct. That was a while ago. They're not doing E3 or PAX East. They're going to do Nintendo Direct. It's just crazy. I'm trying to figure out what Nintendo's up to because they're in trouble, and they said that Iwata's approval rating is down to 77%. They're gonna oust him before you know it. They're gonna get him out of there because Nintendo has to go. And everybody's talking about, well, Nintendo has enough money to da 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 da. Yeah, but you gotta still go by your shareholders, you know. And if he can't do anything from their shareholders, they're gonna oust him out, you know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see. What else? Okay. Now, when's Watch Dogs comes out?
May something.
May 27th. Yeah. 27. Okay. End of May.
Okay. So Watch Dogs.
There's no jump button in Watch Dogs.
Like, what? You can't jump?
You can't jump?
Pre-order canceled.
Yeah, no jump button.
Pre-order canceled.
I don't know. I want to see what's going on with that game. And I think springtime, which is about now, the Bungie game we're supposed to have the beta for it. So, what's this, April?
Can't wait!
So, somewhere between now and June? Now and May, I think.
Yeah,
because June,
pretty much within the next 2 months or a month and a half, you should
We'll get to see the Bungie. Right now, I'm playing Final Fantasy 14, and that's good. I like it.
Is that beta for? Do you know?
I think it's just the weekend.
Just the weekend?
I think it's just a week.
Oh, I thought it was over already.
They brought it back.
Oh, dang.
You have to download it again because I think they brought it
back. Yeah.
So that's what it is. I told you you would like to be a pugilist on there. That character, that thing is good. A pugilist, you'd be fighting with your fists and just be beating. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. Yeah, that one's good. But the only thing I can't figure out is how to invite somebody to your thing and get, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. So, and, you know, I want to know what's up with that. Yeah, I haven't seen. Has anybody seen any Major League MLB for the PS4?
It's coming out later.
The show?
Yeah.
That one's coming out later.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They already announced it and everything. It's just that I think that one they said is coming out like maybe 2 months later or something like that.
And then you got Metro Last Light coming out for the PS4 and Xbox One, I think.
No, I think that's the first Metro. The one before that one.
Is it? Hold up.
2033, yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to mess with that.
Damn.
I didn't think that one was a, you know.
I would rather it have been Last Light, because I really like that one. But
yeah, the first one went all that. The first one.
Well, I never played it, but.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. And now Square Enix is supposedly going back to their roots. It took them a whole generation to figure out.
Like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It took them that long that they to know
that
they
fucked up. We've been saying that forever. Go back
and
to your roots.
Yeah, they're exploring heavy JRPG niche for future titles. Man, you should have did that before because they're trying to go for a world market. You know, stay in your lane. Do what you do best. You know. I think they know now. That's the reason why Final Fantasy 14 isn't on Xbox and stuff now. It's only on PS3, PC, and PS4. I think they figured it out, kind of. I think they kind of figured it out. They better figure it out.
They had to. Well, that money they was losing. Like, ooh.
Yeah, they were losing cash. And the fans hated it. You know, the fans were like, man, we don't want to deal with Square no more. And they messed up. Microsoft. Whoever gotten Microsoft gotten somebody's ear. I'm trying to tell you, man, these guys they messed up bad. They messed up real bad. Man, that sounds like some Microsoft stuff. Getting in people's ear and trying to get them, hey, put it on our system. It won't sell, but put it on our system. You know, I don't know. So I guess they're going to have The Last of Us on PS4 because it appears on the retailer's website.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think it comes with a DLC too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna cop that.
Definitely getting that.
Yeah, yeah, I have to get that. So I think I'll get that. Mess around with that, and you know, it'd be good.
That Left Behind DLC was dope. It was dope.
It's
dope.
Yeah, I didn't even get on it.
I didn't finish.
Oh. It's great. I wish it would have. I wish it was in the original game. That's how good it was. But still, it was still good, man.
I don't care if people get mad at me or not. I don't care. I was listening to Greg Miller. He was talking to the bride that does the voice of Ellie up on there. She used to be on Growing Pains, Little Girl Growing Pains, and da-da-da-da, right? And then Greg Miller had the nerve to say, you know, I really would like to have a video game that didn't worry about, you know, you just play a game and you don't worry about gender issues when you play a game. And it doesn't matter what sex they, you know, they like when they play. I'm like, man, you can't even get a game that has different races on it. Every time, all the races are white. And I'm like, man, how you going to get to that? I'm going to tell you the truth. You want the truth? Here's the truth. You can't even get to that name a major game that has, and I'm going to say black, a black main character that's just crazy, you know.
I will say this. When there was one with that StarCraft game, not StarCraft, whatever that game was. Starhawk game. IGN wrote an article about it, saying, you know, like saying something, alluding to something about black people shouldn't be in games, whatever the case may be. I forgot what it was about. Mm-hmm. You know, and caught a whole bunch of shit up on M4G and whatnot. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Now, let's be for real. But yet, and I'm going to tell you, I don't give a fuck. But yet, when it comes to sexual issues about gays and lesbians beyond there, oh, it's all good. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. Why is that?
Man.
And Greg Miller.
Have a lot to say about shit like this, but I don't want this podcast to be 3 hours long.
I know. I already know. Greg Miller.
Go in. Just go in.
Greg Miller needs to be slapped like a bitch. That's what he needs to be.
I'll tell you why. It's because it's dudes handling it. That's why. Men will always be sympathetic. Well, a lot of men will always be sympathetic to women. And it don't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. You know, dudes like Greg Miller saying shit like that. Like, I don't want to worry. Like, when I play a game, I don't worry about gender issues as it is right now.
Right.
So
right.
What's the problem? It's not like I feel more like a man when I'm playing a game with a male, you know, character. You know, dudes aren't like that. It's just this sexism shit. It is pushing it. Now they're going too far. Because just like you said, you got race. You got the world being really white in video games.
And then when they have
other characters in there of other races, they're kind of stereotypical. At least, you know, sometimes it's real subtle. You know, you really have to kind of find it. You know, and there's still rampant racism on online. You can't play an online game without, you know, the word nigga, you know, I mean.
Right.
In that White Knight Chronicles when the black dude couldn't talk.
Come on, man. Man, let's be for real. Man, Greg Miller needs to be slapped for that shit. I said you need to be slapped for that shit. You worried about that, but you can't even get racing games. You know, get for real. Let's be for real. If that was true, man, you'd have a game that people. The only time we were in, and don't mention no sports game or Grand Theft Auto, because I don't want to hear that shit. You know, I don't want to see. I knew you guys go. Somebody gonna mention GTA or some motherfucking Madden or some sports.
Yeah, there's black characters everywhere in Madden.
NBA 2K14. Right.
Like, yeah.
It's about 90% of the characters are black.
Right.
Why are you complaining? Was there never anything good enough for you guys?
Right. Let's get for real.
You know.
Let's get for real. And don't mention that shit. I want some straight heroes. You know, some heroes, like, you know, some nice, good heroes. Why don't you go to Marvel and say, you know, we'd like to make a Black Panther video game. Why don't you go there and do something like that? Why don't you do that? You know, there's a nice character you could do something with, but you ain't going to do that because you know why? Well, I don't know if it'll attract the mass market. The majority, you know how many people of color play video games? You know?
A lot.
Do you know how many? And a lot of them cats don't even care. They don't care, but you're not trying to appeal to them. You're not trying to appeal to them. So we already know.
I mean, that was the reason why they turned Kratos white.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Originally.
He was a black dude. Yeah, because.
But you can even look at his features, though. Yeah, until he's a black dude.
I know. But you know what they did. You know, so I don't know. I guess I'll just eat me some chicken and shove along.
I mean, I mean, this character wasn't black in his prototype, but like the infamous Second Son character, was like an Indian dude.
He's,
you know,
no,
what I'm saying?
He is.
But they changed it.
No, I think he still is.
Still
native.
They gave him the native.
But he looks.
Yeah, they gave him white features. That's what
yeah.
Yeah, he's not dark. I mean, you can't really
yeah,
tell if he's not really dark.
Yeah.
I thought he was a white dude. I ain't gonna front, but he's a native guy.
Yeah. Mm. I was just, and I'm gonna tell you this, and this is the truth. We were just downtown today, and you see, I seen nothing but a whole bunch. Well, I ain't gonna say I seen them, but there was a whole bunch of natives down there, and they didn't look like him. and this is in downtown Seattle. Didn't look nothing like him. If you want, I'll take some pictures, but I don't want to put them on the site because I think that.
Like, what is this there for?
You know, I'll take some pictures. They didn't look nothing like him. So let's get for real. You know, I went to school with a bunch of natives. Let's get for real. You know what they did. They, you know, gave them white features. So it is what it is.
Industry will always be more partial to, you know, sex what? Issues than
yeah.
race because it's basically dudes.
Yeah, white men.
trying to appeal to women. And, you know, I've read a lot of stuff lately. You know, apparently the reason why not a lot of women were playing games in the 90s was because we weren't allowing them to. and that's the basic. You know, that's the basic thing behind it on all this. That's what they're saying. Like, we weren't allowing them to, you know, like use like, but basically when I was playing games in the 90s, no woman wanted to play games with us. That's just how it was. They weren't interested in it. You know, that's the reality. You know, I'm a 35-year-old gamer. If you're a 25-year-old journalist, you ain't going to be able to tell me how gaming was in the 90s or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't know. They don't know that the girls were going to the arcades playing video games and you know, just like dudes, eating pizza, yeah. sipping on soft drinks, and it was, you know, get out of here. In fact, that's where you used to meet some of them girls at the arcades back in the day. You meet some of them girls at the arcades. But, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
But it is what it is. IGN. You can't spell IGN without. You can't spell ignorant without IGN. You can't spell ignorant without IGN. Greg Miller needs to be slapped like a bitch. I mean, what you need to do, and I'm telling the truth. I don't care what nobody says. You can rub. I want somebody to rub their palm and make it warm and red. And then see Greg Miller say, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe put some talcum powder on there.
Yeah. And
so it won't slip off his cheek.
And slap the shit out of his ass. You know, slap the shit out of him. So his glasses fall off and shit. shit out of Greg Miller for saying that stupid shit. You know, I'll be like, man, you need to be slapped for that shit. And that's what it is, man. I don't know. That's some stupid ass shit. But all right. How long have we been? We've been going for a little while. We've been going off and on, though. off and on.
Yeah, we've probably been on for about in total about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So we include the other cut.
Yeah. So hey, we go
what
on.
What do you guys think of that cloud demo that they showed? Did you see that?
Man, that shit looked like bullshit. The frames, somebody goes down. It's 32 frames.
It wasn't 30, it was 30,
frames,
and then went
30.
To 32.
Yeah, and then went to 32
frames. In the worst case, he said last night, like, ooh, two whole frames.
Yeah,
like,
two whole frames. That's an improvement.
The power of the cloud. You see these motherfucking things falling on, they shoot the building, and the building, you see the bricks falling, and then they start stuttering and shit, and they say, this is how it is without the cloud, this is how it is with the cloud, and then with the cloud, it goes 32 frames. Now we know where they get that 980p from, because now they're getting 32 frames, you know, they get these odd-ass numbers.
Can I have a TV with a 32 refresh rate?
Like, excuse me, sir, do you have a TV with a 762 resolution?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, I don't want 720. I really don't want 180. So you don't say 80. I want 795.
Yeah, can I have that resolution, please? Please, can I? Because, you know my games don't run at 30. They run at 32. 32. Yeah. 32 frame, man, that's bullshit.
And how can that be representative of what they're trying to do when all they're showing is that little physics, demo. You know, like little physics demo. Why don't you try to have more going on? Because, you know, have see how this.
It's PR bullshit. That's Microsoft's PR bullshit. That's Phil Spencer in his car lot. That motherfucker used to work at the car lot. Phil. But because he's a straight up used car dealer. This motherfucker is trying to figure out how to, you know, scam his way into the gamer's heart. I mean, you got Titanfall, and Titanfall ain't selling like it was. You see they brought out the 360 version now. And now they're talking about the 360 version is a definite version or something like that, and it's gonna be this, that, and I'm like, man, you guys done fucked up. EA done fucked up. They know they fucked up. And what happened?
They backed the wrong horse.
What happened to the sales? You notice they ain't spoke nothing about the sales of Titanfall for the Xbox One? Why not? What happened to the sales?
I think they said it sold 700,000.
Yeah, they sold a lot of bundles. Those bundles in the UK. You know, but it might hit 1.5 million.
I think they fucked up.
It'll probably stay there. The hype is like they hyped that game to be the best thing ever. Like it's supposed to change first person shooters and shit like that. And yeah, I'm sure it's a good game. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I wanted to play the PC beta, but I wasn't able to get into it. And I'm not dissing the gameplay or anything, but you can't. I played shit like that before, like jetpacks and things like that. It's like, what makes this something that I've been waiting for when it comes to shooters? You know, like this overhype.
But they thought it was gonna be, they were talking about it was gonna be the next Call of Duty. How you gonna be the next Call of Duty when you aren't even on all the systems? You done messed up your sales. It doesn't even have a single player element. It's all multiplayer and the power of the cloud. The power of the cloud. You know. Come on, man.
Like we said this before, but games like Destiny and Division, those are the future of shooters.
Those are the future of shooters. I already know it.
MMO type games, cooperative games, and big areas. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the future of shooters. Not trying to mix up multiplayer, you know, objectives and all that kind of stuff.
No, they done messed up. I got a feeling. Activision's gonna have a huge hit with Destiny. Mm-hmm. I think that thing's gonna be huge. Mm-hmm. I think EA done fucked up with Titanfall. Even when they bring out the sequel, they going to have to really, really, really kiss ass to the PlayStation folks. I mean, they might have to come out and apologize, say, yeah, we're sorry, it was a deal that we, you know, we, I think they did that before, but they did that, they got to do it again. They might have to tell people, and then people will be like, well, I don't know if I even want Titanfall.
It might be, it's going to be too late, because if you're getting hooked on, you know, the Destiny or the Division, why would you want to go back and play Titanfall? I know I'm not.
That's what they messed up. They messed up bad because they had a game that they could have made huge, and they messed it up. And Microsoft, you guys better have some big time exclusive games. And I'm not talking about no Halo or Gears. You better have something good. You know, some real good games. And Sony, I know you guys gonna have independence there, but leave the independence alone right now. I mean, you guys got it. Just bring that out sparingly, whatever. Everybody wants to see the AAA games. Everybody wants the AAA games. You see, what you got? They're talking about Borderlands. I don't even know if they're talking about they got another IP coming out. I don't know if it's a new IP, Borderlands 3, or if it's something. You know.
Yeah. They're going to announce their next-gen game soon. But
yeah,
it might be just at E3, but who knows when they'll do that.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, we'll see. I mean, this year, I mean, I think I got a feeling PAX Prime is going to be huge. I think it's going to be nice this year. It's going to be real nice. Because they're not showing that at PAX East. Nintendo ain't going to... What you got? Nintendo better show up at PAX Prime. If they don't show up at PAX Prime, and it's in their backyard, I think it's a wrap for them. I think they better have Mario Kart Tournament or something. You know, a tournament, Mario Kart Tournament there or something. Because if they don't do nothing there, I think their whole thing is finished. I think they might as well just either try to jump to the next system or say, look, we're going to go third party. You know, something like that. Because they talking about we're working with our partners, and then they come out with Sonic the Hedgehog in a Zelda, you know, in the Zelda universe. They're going to have Sonic the Hedgehog do with Sonic stuff in the Zelda universe or something like that. What was it? I think it's like a Sonic game, but it's in Hyrule or something like that. It's in the land of Hyrule. And I was just like, oh, God.
I'm like, crossover?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's something. And I'm just like, man.
Sonic, it's a Lost World.
Yeah, so, you know what the problem with Nintendo is? Nintendo thinks it's still 1987. That's their problem. They're hooking up with Sega. Sega ain't been a factor. Why are you hooking up with? They think it's 87, and they say, "Look, we finally made up with our competition." Man, this ain't no more blast processing's been dead for years. What are you talking about? Blast?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nintendo don't.
Yeah, now both of them don't. But now, God, it doesn't make any sense. They think it's 1987 again, 86, 87, man, and what 84, 85, something whatever. But man, they think it's, I don't know, man. Nintendo's so fucking stupid. They're so stupid. I don't get it. I just don't get it anymore. So we'll find out what's going on there, and then we'll, cause you know we'll be at PAX, and then we'll see what's up at E3. If I go, I don't know now because things are happening at work. This piece of work at work, a whole bunch of shit. But yeah, we'll see what's going on. All these video games, man, and nothing's really got announced yet because you know at this beginning stage, we get to see, and I want to see the Division. I want to see if they have a Borderlands. I want that Destiny. I want, you know, all that other stuff. I mean, you guys, it got you guys playing, what's the damn game, Blip Beyond and Don't Get Off?
Warframe.
Yeah, Warframe. I don't even play that. I'm just going to be on Warframe. Warframe's just not.
Yeah, you have to break into it. It's not, you have to play it for a while. And then in order to get it, you know, it's not just a game you'll understand right from the beginning. Really
I don't want
to put the time into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my time into Destiny and.
Me too. When Destiny comes out, yeah. I won't play Warframe all that much.
I've already got the pre-order for Destiny. You know, so I'm just gonna snatch Destiny and get my ass out. So that's what I'm gonna do. And then I'll be in that beta. I want to see that beta. That beta hopefully will be nice. So we'll do like that. We'll get that beta. Get up on there. Start blasting fools. Knowing Esco, he went, man, this game ain't no good. It's just not no good. I thought it
was going to be good, but it's not.
Nah, it's not no good. And
I like not
game.
The fluffy clouds right now. Not
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, it's not no good. It's a long butthole.
Butthole.
okay, man. Now, we're going to do, I guess we're going to do a step your game up, because then we'll do something. Shout outs. You guys, I ain't got no shout outs. Anybody can, you know, I ain't got no shout outs right now.
Shout outs to Montana Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to, Big, Freezy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to Submish. Shout outs to, Folo. He finally got up on the PS4.
Oh, he got one?
Yeah, he's up on the PS4 now. Mm-hmm. Who else? I don't really know who else, honestly. To be honest with
mm-hmm.
you. But, you know, y'all know who y'all are.
What about you, DCI?
Nah.
Oh, actually, Other Zinc. I want to give a shout out to Other Zinc.
Oh, man, Other Zinc. That's that. Ain't that the main hater?
Well, he always comes back to listen, though. Yeah, he always puts in the comments, I hate this podcast, but I come back and listen. So, you know, I got to give him a shout out, man. I appreciate that.
Worst case, okay. Pretty much heard he did the shout outs.
So that's what it is. Okay, now we're going to do the step your game up. Okay, DCI, you got to step your game up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say step your game up to Microsoft with this cloud business, because if you think about it, the way you guys are showing the cloud actually kind of proves that your system's weaker. It actually makes it look weaker. It's like because you're relying on some, you know, gift from God or some secret sauce in order to make your system better, you know, than the PS4 that could probably do all that shit all in, on its own that you're showing in the demo.
Right.
And also, because I was talking the worst case about this yesterday, I think one of the reasons why they're bringing up the cloud so much is because I think they're going to try to stick, they're trying to sneak in that check-in or that DRM online, always online DRM with the cloud. Because, you know, if your game is running important assets off the server, it's going to be connected pretty well to your system. It's going to, the server can collect things from your game, you know, and if it's something like a basic check-in, that's all they would need to do is have that check-in happen while you're connected while playing a game.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Sneak it in, huh?
Sneak it in by using the cloud.
They might. They just might. Step your game up, Microsoft. Step your
game up.
Well, worst case, what's your step your game up?
I don't have one.
You ain't got one?
I mean, truthfully, I don't.
Okay, all right. I've been talking about them all day. I'm going to say it again. My step your game up is to Nintendo. You know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up. You ain't at PAX East. You ain't going to be at E3. Ain't nobody seen Reggie Fils-Aimé's. Ain't nobody heard Hide No Hair from Nintendo. You got these Nintendo Directs. You know, you doing stuff on video and people. You know, I seen the IGN article about Mario Kart, but I'm, you know, Mario Kart ain't gonna make me buy a whole system. You know, third parties are gone. Ubisoft to move the games over to Xbox One and PS4. You know what you got? What you got? You know, fucked up. You know, fucked up. I don't know what Nintendo's going to do. I don't know what. I mean, everybody was screaming about, oh, the Wii, selling the Wii. Okay, the Wii was selling, but it was a flash in the pan. That's what we kept telling everybody. It's a flash in the pan. But now the Wii U's out. I don't see nobody tell. What happened to the Wii U? You know,
the 3DS is holding shop down now.
That's what it is. Man, these cats and, you know, I don't know what's going on. You got stuff and, you know, I would bring up another stuff you gave up, but I ain't going to do that. But, you guys, Nintendo.
Okay, I can bring one up for worst case. I can do one for Sony.
Yeah, it's like that. Well, bring one up for Sony. What is it?
Well, you know, Sony, you guys are doing all these great things with your PS4 and everything, and now you're putting out VR and everything. But you need to prioritize updating the PS4 because there's still little things that you can't do. Like you can't find out if someone just logged on.
Yeah.
You can't put a comment like you used to be able to do on PS3. You can't do that.
What's up with a comment? Right.
You can't even make a comment, you know, like, and this, cause last generation, you guys just kind of effed it up when it came to basic updating of the PS3 and you guys can't do that this gen. You got a powerful machine. It needs the software updated. You need to prioritize that. And I know it's only a few months into this generation, but how it's looking now, it seems like you might be slipping those old habits. So step your game up. You know, I don't want it to be 5 years from now. I think, oh, we finally brought you comments. You know, thanks, Sony.
I don't know why they don't do it. Like when somebody logs in, it pops up on your screen like it used to on the PS3. It doesn't do that anymore. Oh, they need to put that up out there. You know, that's why I said I don't even know. I didn't even know if you were on. I didn't know. It doesn't pop up no more. So how you know your friend's on? You know that. Yeah, they need to do that too. All right. For worst case for DCI, I'm Blade206, and take it easy.
Out.